again, apologies with the roof. One of the guys had an argument with the garage door last week. I'm waiting for a new top to be made. It's all happening. I'm Hilary Oxlade, taking you on a tour, a Beetle tour, looking at Beetle sites in the south end of Liverpool. Just ask where you're from.
Manchester?
Ireland.
Holland.
Holland. Japan. So you all understand me okay? You understand English all right?
Well, yes, yes, sir.
Japanese.
Oh, yes.
Right, does anybody have a favourite Beatle? No. Do you all like the Beatles?
Oh, yeah.
If not, get off now. Right, I don't stop in the city centre. Once we get out into the suburbs, I'll stop and you can get off and take some photographs. And you've got a 5 o'clock train. Right. It's going to be one of those days. I went to the garage to have a relatively the door fixed. The door wouldn't open properly, and a seat place that we've been waiting for. This seat was in. We've been waiting for it for ages. And he said, "Oh yes, I can fix it in the hour for you."
Hard life.
Well, here on the left, when they were famous, when they came back to Liverpool. And beautiful inside. Let's walk in and have a look if you've got time. Beatle and Paul fans. Anybody particularly likes Paul? He used to work at Lewis's, the store on your right-hand side, as a second van driver. It used to be a registry office. It's where John married Cynthia, his first wife, on the 23rd of August 1962. Just a very small wedding attended by John and Cynthia, Cynthia's brother and his wife, Brian Epstein, the manager who paid for everything, and Paul and George. Ringo wasn't there. He had joined the group, but only the week before, and they weren't sure that he'd keep the fact quiet that John was getting married, or more so that Cynthia was pregnant. John's parents also got married here on the 3rd of December 1938. Rodney Street to the right hand side is where Brian Epstein, the manager, was born in a private nursing home. His family had much more money and so could afford private treatment for Mrs. Epstein. Connection is over to the right-hand side, the Everyman Theatre. That's where we've had two plays premiered about the Beatles. We've had Willie Russell's John Paul, George Ringo and Bert. He's a local writer, wrote Educating Rita. And then 6 years ago we had the play Lennon, and this boy, Mark McGann, played the young John Lennon. He looks like John, he sounds like John. I'll pass that back. Those of you from the States might have seen Mark McGann in John and Yoko Love Story, which came out December a year ago. Same film. I've got some of those books and the Beatles maps if anybody wants them later. Now, John was born at Liverpool Maternity Hospital, which is just up on the right-hand side. The rounded building on the corner by the bus stop on the right, and two buildings behind it. John was born in the building right at the back. I'll drive as slowly as I can past it. John was born there on the 9th of October 1940. He tried to tell us the bombs that were dropping the night he was born, but in fact there's no record of a raid on Liverpool that particular night. Aunt Mimi, the aunt who brought him up, saw him when he was about 20 minutes old, right through to the back now, the older red brick building. Aunt Mimi saw him when he was about 20 minutes old, thank you, and she ran all the way from here to the family home near Penny Lane to tell the family of the good news of the birth of this beautiful baby. Then we come to another hospital, the Royal Liverpool Children's Hospital, which is where Ringo spent 1 year of his life from the age of six, and he spent a further 2 years of his life in hospital, another part of this hospital over the other side of the river. So at the age of six, Ringo was in the wards just on the right here at the end. Faulkner Street, just on the left here, is number 36 with the red door, which is where Brian Epstein had a flat when he was working in the family store NEMS in the town, North End Music Stores. John actually lent this flat to, sorry, Brian lent this flat to John and Cynthia when they got married. Think about the date of their marriage, 23rd of August, 62. Just about 6 weeks before Love Me Do, their first record in this country. Yet they had no money, nowhere to live, so they had to borrow the flat here. Brian Epstein's. Front door newly painted, ready for you. Painted it last week. Opposite is a pub on the right-hand side called G. Crack. Tiny little place where John and Cynthia and Stuart Sutcliffe used to go drinking when they were all students at the Art College. Ye Crack, just down on the right, and the Art College, just ahead on the right. Next to the Art College, down the hill, we have Liverpool Institute, which is where Paul McCartney and George Harrison went to school from the age of 11. So first of all, Paul comes. He works quite hard, passes a few exams, and he stays on at school until he's 18. In the next school year comes George. He doesn't work, he doesn't pass any exams, and he left school as soon as he could. When John was nearly 17, he came next door to the Art College. He already knew Paul, he soon got to know George. And so you can imagine them all practicing in the basement of the Art College together. At the college, John met Cynthia, his first wife. He met Bill Harry, the boy who gave us the Mersey Beat magazine, came out every 2 weeks and told us where all the groups of the time were playing. There were between 300 and 400 different groups, all playing everywhere. And John met Stuart Sutcliffe here. Anybody know of Stuart? Mm. Stuart, one of the early Beatles, great friend of John's, very good artist, not such a good musician. But John persuaded him to join the group, and he did so. It was then called the Quarrymen. Eventually, they went off to Hamburg as a group, the Beatles, and Stuart decided to stay over there. He became engaged to the Beatles' first German fan, Astrid Kirscher, and was going to continue his art career. But sadly, he died at the age of 21 of a brain hemorrhage. Anybody want a picture of these two buildings? No?
No.
Right. Anglican Cathedral on the right-hand side. But before you look at that, try and look through the gates to the far left. Just by the first car that's parked in there is number 3, Gambia Terrace, which is where John shared a flat with Stuart Sutcliffe and 2 other boys. Stuart previously had a flat in Percy Street, the next road up to the left. But he got thrown out of there because he painted everything white. And by everything I mean walls, floors, ceiling, furniture, absolutely everything. His landlord didn't approve, so he had to go. But he came to share with John. In Gambia Terrace, they had very big rooms, very little furniture, and John is said to have slept in a coffin lined in black soap. To me, that's just John Lennon. They had a very good view of the Anglican Cathedral on your right. It's the largest Anglican cathedral in the world, the 5th largest cathedral in the world. Beatle connections. Imagine Paul McCartney auditioning for the choir there. They turned him down. They said his voice wasn't strong enough. He was in a local church choir, but not good enough for here. And then after John died, they had a festival of peace in memory of John. If you can imagine that cathedral full, lots of people outside, and the playing of Lennon and McCartney music on the organ in that cathedral. It's the largest organ in any church in the world. 9,704 pounds. We're getting out into the suburbs now, through one of the poorer quarters, leading us to the Dingle, where Ringo lived.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, my goodbye will help my friend. My goodbye will help my friend. Gonna try a little help from my friend. What do I do when my love is away? Is it good for you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends.
Ringo went from the age of 5 to 11, when he wasn't in hospital, that is. He lived in 2 houses, both very close together. He was born in Madryn Street, which is the next street down on the right. And then at 5, he moved to this little close on the left-hand side, where he lived in the white house with the light upstairs. Number 10. Managed to see that? I'll stop just beyond here. One car and it picks my place. Ringo, an only child. His father left home when Ringo was 3. And so 2 years later, his mother moved to a smaller house, to a little 2-bedroomed house in Admiral Grove. And there they lived later with a stepfather, his mother remarried, until Ringo was famous. Imagine all the fans crowding round that little street. It was the fans that caused his mother and stepfather to move. They didn't really want to move. They understood life here. Very poor, but very friendly. And they didn't understand all the sudden wealth and the adulation of the Beatles. But all the fans who came, and particularly those who were sitting on the back wall when they went to the outside toilet, caused them embarrassment, so they had to move. So they moved to another part of Liverpool where they'd lived until this year, when sadly Ringo's mum died. She was the last of the actual parents to survive. The pub just behind us, the Empress, features on the cover of Ringo's solo record, Sentimental Journey. Anybody want to have a look or take a picture?
Let's have a look, all right.
Okay, right. Nothing bad in mind. Sorry. Number 10, the white one with the light upstairs.
Number 10, she said.
Have you no camera?
Huh?
Have you no camera?
No. I'm just making recordings.